Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to The Daily Practice. Happy Thursday. I hope you are having a great week so far. And whatever kind of week you are having, I hope you are writing about it in your journal every day. As I'm sure you already know by now, we have a week dedicated to deepening and really solidifying our journaling practice as a practice of self-care. And I'm giving little prompts every day. These prompts are for us to get started in an area, just to get a little bit more inspired to write, or to have a little bit more of a frame to begin writing from, a little bit more structure as we start. But every time as you sit down in your journal, just trust wherever that process takes you. If you end up veering far away from that prompt, that's beautiful. Just go with your intuition. Write about whatever wants to be written. That's really the point of this practice, is to trust that communication that you're having with your highest self.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today, I want to write a little bit about shame, or take a moment just to get some clarity around how we might be talking negatively to ourselves. Maybe you have that inner critical voice in the back of your head shaming you for all the things you're not doing right in your day-to-day life, telling you that you're not good enough or that you're not measuring up in different ways. Just giving that voice a little bit of space so that we can actually be faced with what is happening in the back of our minds. When that inner critical voice gets very loud and we mistake it for truth, that's when things get dangerous. And I find whenever I write about these things, I write about the ways I feel like I don't measure up. At the end of that, when I reread what I have written, it almost feels, it gives me perspective every single time, because a lot of it, just by reading those words on paper, I can immediately recognize as untruth. And it's so important that we can distinguish that inner critical voice from reality, that we actually get to put on paper how beautiful we are and how good of a job we're doing. And to actually arrive at that place, we have to filter out that other voice. So our journaling practice today is in two parts, okay? Our first prompt is, I feel like I'm not good enough when. I feel like I'm not good enough when. So write from that critical place, right? In what areas of your life or which moments in your day-to-day do you feel like you're not measuring up? When is that inner critical voice really loud? When do you feel shame for certain things? Or when do you feel like you're just not doing a good enough job? Spend a good amount of time here. Maybe set that timer for 10, 15 minutes and just write. When you feel like you're finished, we're going to turn to the second prompt, which is, I know I am good enough because. I know I am good enough because. So flipping that prompt on its head and then looking at yourself from a really loving place, looking at yourself with loving eyes, speaking to yourself from that voice of your inner best friend. After you've written from that critical place, just write from a place of love, all the ways in which you know that you do measure up, that you are strong enough and capable enough and beautiful enough, the truth of that self-love that does lie within. Write about that. And you can start from that place, I know I am good enough because, and see what comes out from that end. Give yourself more space here to journal from a really loving place, essentially showering yourself with love and questioning those critical thoughts by reading them again. I know I am good enough because. I hope this practice today takes you to a deeper place. Thank you so much for journaling with me today. I'll be back with a new prompt tomorrow.